This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One player is getting so much attention that the other's problems aren't being viewed, or is that other player actually playing good football?
I decided to actually look at it because I see Juwan Taylor's, like, nobody says his name because they're worried about left tackle more until he gets his holding penalty or gets his little false start or whatever, or the complaining fans on Twitter, like, he false starts every time and they never call it for other organizations. But I decided to really look at Juwan Taylor's advanced stats, and I'm not going to bore you with him, to see if he's playing good football or if he's playing bad football or if he's part of the problems that exist in the offensive line. And very simply put, it's not a problem. Juwan Taylor is not the problem of the offense. And I just want to make that very clear now for if he becomes the next scapegoat for where their problems are. He's not an issue. He is playing perfectly above average tackle by NFL standards. Is he playing top five left tackle, top five tackle in the league? No. But if you lump in all the left tackles, all the right tackles in the league, he's playing as good as football as like Joe Alt or Ronnie Stanley or some of the other guys who you would not be complaining about the job that they're doing. And the penalties have reduced. He's still one of the most penalized guys in the league, but not like last year. So if he false starts on some and they don't call him, you shouldn't care as a Chiefs fan because they're not calling him nearly as often. I'm just saying he's not the problem. Left tackle is a problem. That's a big part of the problem on offense. Right tackle is not an issue. It's not the tackles. I'm not going to refer to it that way anymore. It's left tackle.
Juwan Taylor's been fine. I think if we're looking at the exact dollar amount and what you're getting from it, you would still say they're not getting the most bang for their buck at right tackle, but it there's nothing you can do at this point. It's already locked in for next year. It is what it is. He's not a liability, but I don't know if you're getting your money's worth necessarily at right tackle. I think that's how I would view it. I also think
so you pay for free agent right tackle.
Sure, exactly. And the dollar amount is the dollar amount. I'll give credit to Sam McDowell though over at the Star. This was 2 weeks ago. He wrote a column. He was talking about this conversation about the offensive line. I'm with you on Juwan Taylor. I'm also with you, of course, about left tackle. I've been very vocal about, I don't know why the hell Donovan Smith is not on this football team backing up Wanny Morris.
There's another free agent left tackle right now. The Cardinals Pro Bowl guy from 2 years ago is a free agent. He's available.
However, Sam McDowell points out that this might stun you, and I was stunned when I saw
the pressure rates.
Mahomes is on pace to face the fewest total pressures he's seen since 2019. I'll say that again. This was from McDowell. Mahomes is on pace to face the fewest total pressures he's seen since 2019. And that's with over a third of them being effectively, charged to the left tackle, to Wanya Morris or Kingsley, whoever was in at the time. So that's what's kind of unique is, like, we all think this is like the worst we've ever. No, he's actually getting pressured less. I still think there's a trust issue that he has clearly on his blind side with the left tackle.
Like, but I think he's getting happy feet.
But it's not just the issues when we were discussing Mahomes or the offense. Yeah, the O-line is part of the equation. Left tackle, absolutely part of the equation. But it is definitely not all about that. There's either still the problem that, hey, your number one, number two wide receiver have been out all year. It's also that Mahomes' footwork has regressed a little bit, and it's got to get sorted out by the time the playoffs happen, which is what happened last year. But this thought that, oh, left tackle, it's never been worse. Pressure-wise, I know it's
not true.
Pressure-wise, it's not true, yeah.
So I guess that, like, some of this, though, is the... But we all agree, man, on the eye test. the offensive line's not perfect. Like, I mean, because like there's like a factor in this too, or it seems like when they're getting the pressure is coming at an inconvenient time. This all comes back to the same thing though, which is I do think given more time, Wanye will get a little better, but I can't believe they haven't brought in a left tackle. I can't believe it. Like Arizona, like, and I mentioned this name just because I think any left tackle is of note. It's no different than what we've talked about before, Donovan Smith being available or David Bakhtiari or whatever, but former Arizona Cardinals Pro Bowl left tackle DJ Humphries, who did have an ACL injury last year, has been medically cleared to play, according to Ian Rappaport. He started 15 games last year. He started only 8 the year before that, but then 16 three consecutive years before that. So, I mean, for the most part, this is an available player. Well,
the names are out there. They're obvious to back up one.
There's like a million
Bakhtiari,
choices.
Humphries, and Donovan Smith.
So just
Donovan Smith still makes the most sense because he played left tackle on a team that won the Super Bowl last year. That team would be, of course, Kansas City. So he knows this offense.
Like bringing in Mecole Hardman, or when they brought back, you know, like every running back. Like, it's fine. Just bring back the people you're comfortable with. That doesn't bother me, but bring in somebody. Because right tackle, I don't think it's a problem. Is it perfect? Is it without flaw? No, come on. He's not Trent Williams. Like, and yeah, if you want to just talk like bang for your buck, dollar for cents, they got better value deals somewhere on the line, right? Or somewhere on this roster. I'm not arguing that. I'm just telling you he's not part of the problem. He's a perfectly fine right tackle. He's doing his job effectively. Every other metric would suggest he's doing just fine. Absent, he needs to maybe get called for one or two less holding calls across the way.